This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today. And on our second hour, my first guest is a friend of ours, Larry Kane. Now, Larry has penned the third of three books that he has written. It's called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top. He joined the Beatles back in, I think it was 1964, for their first tour of the United States. And he not only kept a record of it, but he put it down in book form for all of us to enjoy. It is an outstanding story. If you are a Beatles fan, and who isn't, you got to hear this interview with Larry Kane. From Little Anthony and the Imperials, the man himself, Little Anthony, will be joining us. Then we have a chocolate historian. Yes, David Borgesani will be joining us, talking about how chocolate made it through our entire history for hundreds of years. And that's coming up this hour with Ron Segi today.
You remember how on the Phil Harris show, Frankie Remley always knew a guy that could get you a deal, that could hook you up? Guess what? I'm that guy right now, and I'm going to do that for you. You've heard me talk about for the last year how my sleep's improved dramatically with my pillow. It really has changed my life. I want you to feel how great I feel. I'm hooking you up. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, you can get four pillows for about the price of a single MyPillow. How? Go to MyPillow.com, enter promo code USA, click on the four-pack special. You'll get two MyPillow premium pillows like I sleep on every night, two go-anywhere pillows that are travel size. You can take them anywhere. 100% machine washable, dryable, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Try it. You don't like it, return it. Why buy just one when you can get the four-pack special? Use my discount code USA. Go to 1-800-951-8175. Use promo code USA and do it now.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Last night I said these words to my girl. I know you never even tried, girl. Come on, come on.
Of course, that song and those artists need no introduction, and neither actually does our guest, because he's been around for a long time, and I was talking to him just before we went on the air, and I can't believe how many things we have in common. So it's a delight not only to talk about what he's got to talk about, but also to have him now as my new friend. It's part of a trilogy, unexpected trilogy, I might add, of three books. The latest I have in my hand in the hardcover, When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top. My friend from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Larry Kane. Hi, Larry. How are you?
Ron, I'm very honored to be on the program.
Well, thank you very much. We had a great time talking before we went on the air. That was a show in itself.
I think so.
I think we ought to go on the road with that puppy.
Just do it.
And Larry was asked to cover these gentlemen as a journalist. And I love the response. September, they're here. October, they'll be gone.
I said, what happened is I wrote a letter. Hi, Brian Epstein thought I was a gigantic American broadcaster. So we had a business card and seven stations on it. And basically, I said to my bosses, send a disc jockey.
You're right.
Send a disc jockey. I'm not into music. They'll be here in September, gone in November. It's another fad.
Right.
And that just shows you how smart I was.
But you had every right to do that. I mean, because how many one-hit wonders did we see in the 50s and 60s?
Traveling with them changed everything, because I never heard of a band that ever sounded as close to the record that we set in those days.
Yeah.
I'd never seen hysteria like that. But in the early days, and let's put it in perspective, no one thought they were going to be iconic.
Right.
And if I thought they were going to be iconic, I would have brought more than my schlumpy little Instamatic camera with me.
Sure.
You know what I mean? I would have purchased a nice camera. Fact is, though, that I soon started to realize that their music was bigger than life, besides the fan adoration, that they had a collection of music that was pretty extraordinary in the annals of recorded music, and I really got close to them.
And, you know, I think when you actually step into something like that and you're creating a new road, as they did and as you were part of, you look at it and you think, well, you know, you've seen this so many times before. You saw it with Sinatra, you saw it with Elvis, you saw it with so many other acts, and it's commonplace, I think, to actually think that they're going to be here today, gone tomorrow. I mean, when you think about the annals of show business, you've got Sinatra, Presley, and the Beatles. You got to get this book. I don't care if you're a baby boomer. You know, I don't care what age you are. This is a remarkable story. What was it like when you first met them?
Well, I met them in the San Francisco Hilton Hotel. It was very pleasant, except for Lennon, then, who I became close to. And he looked at me up and down. He said, you look like a round peg in a square hole. Are you a nerd from the 50s?
Really?
And I said, well, it's better than having hair like you. I mean, because remember, my father said to me, he says, before I left Miami, he said, Larry, watch out. They are a menace to society.
Wow.
Okay?
Yeah.
Because all the adults said, oh, my God, look at that hair.
Yeah.
But we developed a very firm and solid relationship because unlike the others, Ron, and this is why you've been such a tremendously consistent broadcaster for so many years, you listen and you ask serious questions and good questions. And I didn't ask them what they ate for breakfast or what they liked in a woman or the hemline that they enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
I asked them about the war in Vietnam, the racial intolerance in the United States and throughout the world. I asked them about issues that affected them. And, they liked the interviews. I was sort of their straight man. And it worked out very, very well. I'll tell you one thing, though. For all the pathos and chaos and craziness of their career, nothing beats the story about how they got there. Because I thought, going to Liverpool all those times and researching this, I thought it was a rags-to-riches, clear path to victory. This was a story filled with so many potholes. It's amazing, to me anyway, that they were able to make it and that they didn't wind up in the dustbin of history in somebody's attic right now.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I love this book so much. Because when I mentioned it was part of a trilogy, you've had a couple other books out about the Beatles. You know, one was A Ticket to Ride, and the other one was Lennon Revealed. But this is the story of how they got to February 1964 on the Ed Sullivan Show, which I think is the meat and potatoes of it, because you never hear those stories. I mean, us fanatics know them because we've heard them before, but I got to tell you, there are a lot in here that I never heard before.
Well, the one that is so much that stands out, and frankly, to be very honest with you, I've been an anchor man for decades.
You're the dean of Philadelphia.
I've interviewed the world, and no matter what, wherever I meet somebody, and they don't want to know about LBJ, they don't want to know about JFK, but I always tell the story of what happened, and I'll tell you a little bit about when Jimmy Carter was about to lose to Ronald Reagan in 1980. I was doing a live interview with him, and there was a break, and what he asked me was the same thing that happens to me everywhere. They don't want to know about conservative or liberal politics. He kneeled down in his chair, whispered to me, commercial break, Larry, and he knew he was going to lose. He was pretty, what were the Beatles really like? So that's the question everybody asked. In this book, we find that Pete Best, the original drummer who was outstanding, was the most popular Beatle in England.
Right.
And in 1962, he was at a concert in the Manchester Playhouse that was arranged by Brian Epstein. And all the parents were in the bus waiting to go home to Liverpool and all the other Beatles. But Pete had to stay behind because they couldn't get him out because people loved him so much. And they put him in a bin, the kind of bin you see in a hotel where the housekeepers are dragging all the sheets around and everything like that.
Oh, yeah, sure.
And they put him in this bin. A young woman comes up to him, the girl about 12 or 13, with a pair of scissors to try to cut a piece of his shirt to take home as a souvenir. But instead, she stabs him, okay? She doesn't mean to. She stabs him.
Yeah.
He's now bleeding. The cops take him out to the bus. He is shaking, bleeding, a nervous wreck, and they put him in the bus. And Paul McCartney's wonderful father, for the most part, James McCartney, comes up to him, grabs him by his lapels, and says, Pete, are you happy? Showed the boys up again. And that was the beginning of the end for Pete Best.
Yeah, no shining stars, right?
No shining stars. And this tremendous teenage rivalry. You know, people talk about high school kind of behavior. You know, when people have fights in Hollywood, yeah. they say it's like high school. This was high school. And so basically, you know, the stories of how this happened, how Ringo Starr got his break. He was basically almost arrested after stealing from on his job as a waiter on the ferry across the Mersey. The time in Hamburg when a convicted killer actually protected them from the goons from the nightclubs when they got angry at them. The fake charges against McCartney and Best for allegedly setting a fire at a Hamburg nightclub. Paul and John Lennon almost arrested. My buddy John almost arrested for stealing a harmonica.
They were kids.
George Harrison deported from the country because he was too young to work. They had I hope this is okay, but they had a manager named Alan Williams who subbed as a doctor every 3 days because they lived among the ladies of the night. And he would talk to me about, he called himself the pox doctor. He would give them shots every 3 days. I mean, and then you go back to the drama of them almost breaking up 30 or 40 times. So, and then Epstein, and you know, it just became a story that gave me the chills just covering it and writing it.
You know, when you talk about Pete Best, I don't know if it's front or not, but he seems to be handling it. Of course, after years, you got to get over something sometimes, but he seems to be handling it pretty well. I mean, he seems to have accepted the fact that he was replaced by a session drummer for all practical purposes.
Well, both Ringo and Pete were replaced by session drummers in songs for Love Me Do and
right.
Please Please Me. But having said that, yes, he is, but he's also $10 million richer. What happened was very simply that his best friend, Neil Aspinall, was the Beatles' roadie. And when they fired him, he pleaded with Neil. He said, stay with them. Well, Neil eventually ran their entire empire. But in about 1998 or 1999, when the Beatles anthology came out, Neil rewarded his former family, and I'll explain family in a minute, with $10 million for their cooperation. They weren't represented very well in the anthology. Get this story. You talk about something so amazing. Neil Aspinall was 21 years old when he met Pete Best's mother, who was 40-something.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a baby together. That baby became Pete's brother.
Wow.
Broke. The stories out of this are just beyond anything I thought of.
Our special guest is our friend Larry Kane. His third book about the Beatles out right now, When They Were Boys, available in bookstores as we speak. The true story of the Beatles' rise to the top, the Dean of Philadelphia Television, and also the Voice of Reason on the Comcast Network. And Larry Kane and I will be right back with more on Ron Segi Today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high, no matter what amount you take. What does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back again with Ron Sedgy and Larry Kane, and the new book that Larry has out right now, the third in a trilogy, is called When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top, a fascinating description of what it was like to be with the Beatles and to actually hear the stories that they had prior to their immense success. And Larry and I were talking during the break, some of the stories that you heard when you covered them during their stay here in the United States were actually stories that were pre-success stories.
Well, absolutely. There was a discussion with Paul McCartney about his family, and he started telling me about his father saying, don't do this. Don't. He talked elaborately about his dad as suggesting he get a day job. And he discussed about how although his father was extremely supportive of his musical career, how touching it was that his father cared about him, but his father didn't want him to go forward. And then the stories about the deaths of Paul's mother and John's mother. Paul's mother died of cancer when he was about 14.
Yeah.
John's mother was hit by a car and killed, and he did have a good relationship with her. They didn't see each other much, but he loved her. And he was about 17 when she was killed. And so the two of them had this commonality, and my mother died in the summer of 1964, and I was 21. And I remember them coming to me on the airplane, finding out about this, and talking to me and asking me how I was.
Really?
Chatting. It was sort of an interesting thing. I mean, we had three young men. I was 21. McCartney was 21. John was 23 at the time. Talking about losing mothers and the hole that it brought to you in your life.
Yeah.
And it was just amazing. Also, Ringo talking about his illnesses, which I didn't quite understand. I mean, Ringo gave me a story that he was going to have a tonsil operation, tonsillitis, and tonsils out. And I don't know if you can try to put this in perspective, but that story was a worldwide story.
I remember that.
That he was having his tonsils out. He started talking about his illnesses that he had as a child, TB and various lung problems. And George, of course, was just crazy about his parents. His parents were the most supportive of all the parents. And his father drove the number 81 bus. In fact, his father drove him to concerts, which I thought was interesting that he went in the bus.
Yeah.
And it's very touching. And the other stories that come out of this are basically the way they grew up. They were not poor. Three of them were middle class. Ringo is the one who had the bathroom in the backyard. And Pete Best, of course, his life is chronicled here, too, because you know something? He helped make them a success. The other thing that really blew my mind was how clever Epstein was for a guy who was not in show business.
Right. No, there's no doubt about it. Innate cleverness.
He made them over. He made them palatable.
Right. Marketable.
As my father said, watch your back. They're a menace to society.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he made them palatable to the adults and young adults of the world. And just to give them enough time for people to understand just how great their music was. And you know something? What if they had gone out there in the same grungy rock look of the leather jackets and the sleazy look they had in Hamburg and went out there and the public did not like them, or the public, maybe we wouldn't have heard their music.
Yeah.
So he was pretty amazing. And by the way, he wasn't a great businessman. but he was a very shrewd manager.
You know, you talk about Louise Harrison in the book, and she's a trip. I go to Branson a lot to do our show, and she lives in Branson with a Beatles tribute band.
Right.
By the way, it's very, very good. You know, she kind of acted as the volunteer mainstay in the States to get back to the boys in England as to what the feel was here in the United States. She did a lot of work.
Well,
she was a heck of a promoter.
There's several people in this book who can't get arrested for their information. Bill Harry, who basically rigged a poll in his newspaper to make Louise Harrison, who was the advance person for the Beatles in America, as you say, who, by the way, moved to Sarasota for a while. She is really quite a personality, and I think that the other thing is, you and I could walk into Liverpool and find more liars than ever existed in the world. I mean, I gave them their haircut. I did this.
Sure.
And yet there are people there, there's a cadre of about 20 people, and this is going to touch you a little bit, who meet once a month. They're all the people that were left behind.
Wow.
Sam Leach's of the world, the people who gave them their opportunities. And by the way, I'm not saying the Beatles ignored them, because they've given them some acknowledgement over the years. But basically, once they left Liverpool, if you and I, you came from Erie, Pennsylvania, I grew up in Miami, we always remember our roots, and I know you still have contacts up there. But you don't mind me saying you came from Europe?
Oh, no, not at all. And all the bill collectors have been long dead.
But if you look at that situation about all these people, they really shut the door on them, and their anthology never ever really examined the role of these people in giving them subsistence when they were so down and so out, and people that were friends of them, Quarrymen especially, are funny. Colin Hatton, one of the drummers, who's become a friend, and Rod Davis, the champion 72-year-old surfboarder, and Len Gary, who's an architect. These guys were all Ron and John's buddies, and they made him last through the age of 17 before he found a real group. It was just terrific.
I failed to mention, I apologize, Larry, there is not only sensational verbiage in this book, but a very interesting and comprehensive and complete pictorial that, you know, it's worth the price of the book just for the pictures.
Picture editor on this book, her name is Sue Oyama. She's amazing. She found stuff that I didn't know existed. I have to tell you, when I started to look the way she put the pictures together, you see the actual makeover.
Yeah.
And this is a 16-month thing. I mean, you know, you and I were born the way we are, and we look the way we do, and sometimes we change our style and all that. They were very rough. And they look like a bunch of what we call punk rockers.
Right. Today, yeah.
And now their outfits look like they were ready to board a spaceship or JFK's project to go to the moon.
Right.
You know?
Good analogy.
So, but it was quite an adventure.
The unfortunate part about this is you don't have 3 days to talk to me. Because
I'll be back anytime you want, right?
Honestly, I'm serious. I would love to have you come back. I had read the book. Couldn't put it down, and then I put all these markers in here about things that I wanted to ask you about, and realized at that point that I don't need any notes to talk about the Beatles, and certainly with your background and so similar to mine, I guess that this is old home week.
It is home week, and it was great to talk about the people we know about.
Yeah. Again, it is in bookstores as we speak. When They Were Boys, The True Story of the Beatles' Rise to the Top by Larry Kane, one of the premier broadcasters in our industry, a fellow that I'm very proud to know. I get some of these early records by these guys, MGM, Holly, VJ. I have with Stu doing the lead singing on a couple of them. I guess I better keep those in my vault of
truth. I would keep them in a vault, keep them clean, wrap them up nicely.
Yeah.
And if you have Stu Sutcliffe on these songs.
Yeah.
There's one song he does called Love Me Tender, the Elvis song.
Yeah.
Amazing, amazing, chilling to hear him sing it.
I appreciate you being here, Larry. I really do. And I take me up on my offer to come back. And when you come down here to Florida, which I know you do occasionally for the Golf Channel, please give me a holler so we can break bread, okay?
Fantastic.
Larry, thank you, my friend.
Thank you.
And we will be back with more live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Seggi today.
Can Bobby love?
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Former President Barack Obama is back on the campaign trail trying to help get Democrats elected in this fall's midterm elections. In Anaheim, California, he gave a short speech and was given a warm welcome by the crowd.
It is good to be back in California.
Seven Democrats are with Mr. Obama. They're hoping to win seven seats in the House currently held by Republicans. The former president told the partisan crowd, the key is to get people out to vote.
When there's a vacuum in our democracy, when we are not participating, we're not paying attention, when we're not stepping up, other voices fill the void. But the good news is, in 2 months, we have a chance to restore some sanity in our politics.
Obama did say, we're in a challenging moment. But he did not mention President Trump by name. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I see
that's the honey smooth voice of our next guest. The name Little Anthony is a mainstay that is going from the 50s all the way into the 21st century. I don't know how many acts in this crazy business that we're in have done it, but he's one of them. Joining us right now from Little Anthony and the Imperials, Little Anthony. Anthony, how are you? Welcome to the show for the first time. I can't believe this.
Thank you. Hi, Ron. How you doing, man? There's another person. His name is Tony Bennett.
Yeah, Tony Bennett. That's exactly right. Tony, you know, thank you for doing that, because I was sitting here trying to figure out, literally, before you went on the air with us, who else has endured all of these decades, not even the Beatles. I mean, nobody, but you're right, Tony Bennett. So you're in good company. Yeah. You're in good company.
Yeah, Tony, I've known Tony for several years. And I believe he's 85.
Anthony, I think he'd love to be 85. He turned 90 not that long ago. He's almost 91.
Really? You know, some people are very blessed like that, and I happen to be one of them. If you look at history, it's not unusual. It's not the rule, but it is the exception, but you had Red Fox, who became really big in the 60s. Then you have George Burns. Of course, we all know how old he was. Quite a few people that sort of stood out like that and were able to transcend different generations and able to, decades for that matter.
Yeah.
In fact, I found out that Frank Sinatra went through five different decades, and then they realized that one of the things they realized from the Hall of Fame was Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and was that we actually transcended three. The late 50s, middle 60s, and early 70s.
Right, right. That's what I was figuring.
Yeah. It's very unusual. And, I mean, if you ask me when I was a kid, would I be in this business this long? And actually, I've been in the business for 60 years. I got my first paycheck when I was 14 years old. I was 1955. Wow. Before it was any Little Anthony Imperials, I was singing with all these little groups around town in New York. But it's amazing. If you'd have said that, I would have said you're crazy. It just wouldn't happen. And yet here I am. I'm performing at a very high level. I'm getting ready to leave out here tomorrow. We're going to Newport News with Miss Darlene Love to do a concert. I'm doing it, not the Imperials, me. I do a lot of stuff on my own as well, solo. But I'm doing a concert with her concert. So it's just really, really, really cool, man. I mean, transcend all that and still be around.
Let's bring it up to 2018. Okay, you've got a brand new record out right now, co-production with George Benson, produced by Preston Glass. And this is just coming out this past week.
You know, this is a young people's business, and it really was George's idea to do this. You know, for years he was telling me, one day, you're my idol, he said. I said, you've got to be kidding me, man. We'll do a song. We would say that all the time for years, and it actually came to pass.
Wow.
And I just happened to be with Revival Records, an independent company, and I was looking for material and stuff, and one thing led to another, and Mr. Glass. But look, you know, today, let's be honest, most of the radio business is geared for the youth.
Yeah.
It's not geared for cats like me.
Right.
But we said, but this is unique. This is something entirely different, you know. It isn't like, you know, it's similar. Again, I go back to Tony Bennett with Lady Gaga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. Now look at that. Wow. Who'd ever think? Yeah.
They happen, and you don't know why. Everybody's telling us, let's try this. Let's do this. Let's do this. And we did. We released it, and it's not conventional the way it's released with like the younger artists do, where they can go on the top 40 stations, iHeart and all that. But we have found many, many people who are so interested in it that it's starting to take on a life of its own. And it's just been out like 4 days.
4 days. That's why I admire what you're doing, Anthony, because of the fact that this business has changed so much from the days that you and I got into it, that in order to get a hit record today, you kind of scratch your head and say, how's this done? You know, I mean, how does this whole thing work? Now, I congratulate you, too, on this memoir, Little Anthony, My Journey, My Destiny. I mean, now you are an author, you're a successful recording artist for all of these decades, and you have so many great stories. Somebody asked me the other day, they said they heard a story one time about, you mentioned Frank Sinatra, how he got you out of a contract one time.
Yeah.
Tell us that. A person didn't know what it was about, but they just said, I know if you're talking to Anthony, ask him about it.
Yeah. In fact, that's in the book, too, as well. Wow, this is a wonderful story. Teddy Randazzo was the writer of A French Bag Going Down My Head, Take Me Back, and all those wonderful
yeah,
songs,
sure.
As I'm looking in. And when I met him when I was about 15. And he was with a group called the Chuckles.
Yep.
And he was on one of Alan Freed's big spectacular shows at the New York Paramount back in 1956. And he used to watch me go out and sing, and he was standing in the wings. And one day he came to me in my dressing room. He said, "You know what, kid? One of these days we're going to work together." And that was 1956. A few years passed by, and in 1964 it became a reality. Everybody was doing records or under contract. Well, the guys weren't under contract. The original period, this is the original guys. They weren't under contract. They were clear. But I still was under contract to Morris Levy of Roulette Records.
Right.
Which, the notorious Morris Levy. You know, he was notorious for holding on to people. And because he wouldn't release you. He just let you ride on the vine.
Right.
You know?
Hang on the shelf. Right.
Yeah, and so when he asked, "Is everybody free?" I raised my hand and said, "No." Morris Levy, Roulette Records, he said, "Oh, gosh."
Really?
I can still see that. This is 1964. And he said, "Look, just go home. I'll call you up in a few days. Let me see what I can do, you know." And a few days went by, and all of a sudden, they had the contract.
Wow.
He actually had it.
Wow.
I thought about it at first, but I didn't really lay on it or really ponder it until a couple of 3 years later. Stayed with me, like, "Oh, well, how is he getting me out of that contract?" And Teddy Randazzo told me, he said, "Well, you know, he was arranging for Frank Sinatra at the time, and they were friends. And he made a call, Teddy told me, to Frank Sinatra and said what the problem was. And as we know, is now history. In fact, Frank was very close to the mob."
Yeah. Oh, really? Yeah.
He made a call.
I guess he did.
Crime family in New York, the Gambino family.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, they made a call to Morris Levy and gave him an offer he couldn't refuse.
You know, Anthony, the best way to handle that is don't ask how he did it, okay? I don't want to know,
and
Frank.
The fond memory I have is that one of the things that Teddy told me, he says, "Sinatra says, tell the kid he sings good."
Oh, wow, there's an endorsement.
I've never met him physically.
Really?
Isn't that amazing? Yeah. I met his daughter, Nancy.
Yeah.
Never met him.
I'll be darned. Now, while we're on the subject of the mafia, John Gotti's mom was your biggest fan, wasn't she?
Yes, she was.
Boy, I bet, Anthony, you could tell a lot of stories about that, because I know she used to come and see you all the time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And by the way, Anthony, I like the job you do on the Time Warner commercial for All of the Great Oldies. You do a great job on it. You could take my job at any time, too. Well, Anthony, will you come back and join us again?
Sure, anytime, man.
Okay,
anytime.
And I look forward to seeing you down here in Orlando, okay, my friend?
Okay.
Thank you so much, our guest. Rhythm and blues pop icon, Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials, still going strong with a brand new record out right now with George Benson. But right now, let's listen to some vintage Little Anthony and the Imperials.
Don't remember me, but I remember you. Was not
mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's the decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this?
when they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow, they pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St. Jude.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
The world, it's Ron Zedgy today. Well, we're going to do a remote here right now, and we are going to go to a place that I really love, the historic home of George Washington, Mount Vernon, for a remote broadcast with our guest talking about how chocolate has played such a major role in history. We have historian, chocolate history research manager for Mars Wrigley Confectionery, David Borgasani. Hi, David, how are you?
I'm doing great. Good to hear you, Ron.
So are you on the lawn there of Mount Vernon? Because I sense that you're outside.
I've got the best of anybody. I'm right here on the lawn with the lovely estate of Mount Vernon right behind me. It's a gorgeous day out here.
Wow, that's sensational. Congratulations for being at such a great location. Now, you're here to talk about something that's kind of unique, the unique partnership between the National Geographic Books and the not-for-profit First Book Organization and Mars, and we're going to talk about how chocolate has played a very intricate role in our history. But before we get to that, tell us about First Book Organization.
First Book is just a great nonprofit, and one of their missions is to help provide equal access to quality education for students everywhere. ensuring that great stories like our story of chocolate is able to get to every child so that they can understand the fascinating stories of our civilization. And one of the things that makes it so unique with us too, Ron, is that we believe discovering the global stories around the world through the lens of chocolate makes every aspect of learning fun. For example, Ron, one of the things that I think is fantastic is that George and Martha Washington often served chocolate to their guests for breakfast.
Whoa.
It was regularly on the menu here at Mount Vernon, and not only was it on the menu here at Mount Vernon, but it was something that Washington liked to serve as somebody who was growing in society as a Virginia gentleman.
Now, I understand, too, that chocolate was a standard ration for soldiers during the American Revolution and other wars. It was stocked on whaling ships, fishing vessels, and then given out to crew members after butchering a whale or negotiating a storm. So it's almost a combination of a very historic kind of tasty treat, if you will, and something that has played a role, as I mentioned earlier, in everything. And now you're talking about George Washington giving it out for breakfast. That's fascinating. How long has chocolate been in our lives?
Ron, most people are surprised to know that chocolate has been with us for over 3,500 years ago. It gets its origins with an ancient tribe, the Olmecs, in South America, worked its way to other tribes like the Mayans as well as the Aztecs. Eventually went over to Europe via Hernan Cortes in 1528. It came to the U.S., on a Spanish ship bound for Spain, had to make port due to bad weather in St. Augustine, Florida in 1641, made its way to Boston in the late 1600s, and actually once people started spreading the manufacture of cocoa and chocolate, made its way throughout the colonial period, well into the 1800s. And to your point earlier, we've actually got documentation showing how chocolate was a part of every war that America has participated in, from the French and Indian War, clearly through today and clear to the military rations today.
Is there any record keeping of if it tasted the same many, many years ago as it does today, or did it take a evolution in that area too?
That's a great question, Ron, because chocolate, again, starting as a beverage, was flavored mostly with different spices that were indigenous to the palates of the people in the area and that was grown in that area. So in South and Central America, you might have had flavors added like chili pepper, different things like vanilla. If you were in Europe, you would have got things like nutmeg, cinnamon, anise that came from the Spice Islands in the Far East. And chocolate makers were reliant more upon those flavors even than sugar, which was very expensive into the colonial period in American history. And of course, today we think more about sugar and the addition of spices. A lot of people love the great flavor of spice in their chocolate.
Go back then a couple hundred years, it didn't have the sweet taste to it. It could have had a kind of a, as you mentioned, a spicy taste. It didn't taste like a piece of chocolate we get today at the store.
No, but chocolate would have also been sweetened with other things other than sugar, like bee honey and agave that would have been grown in Central America. And certainly once sugar became available in both Europe as well as the colonies, it became very popular.
Now, getting back to the first book organization, this was created, I understand, in the early 90s, 1992, in fact, and more than 170 million books have been distributed to low-income families in more than 30 countries. It reaches an average of 3 million children every year, children who are in need of everything from sports equipment, educational resources, winter coats, snacks, and they're estimated 1.3 million classrooms that have more than one in four of the students in this terrible situation of being in need, and 1,000 educators joining each week be part of First Book. This is a fascinating program that, frankly, David, up to this point, I've never heard of. This is a great form of putting together something that we all like along with education.
Right, and while I'm learning as you are about First Book, as our partnership is starting to grow, one thing I can tell you is that at Mars, part of our mission is education, and that's why we partner with National Geographic to create this educator's guide that really highlights some of the great moments in world history where chocolate played this delicious role. And tomorrow, where I will actually be hosting virtual classroom sessions, where I will be bringing the history of chocolate into three classrooms across the U.S.
Wow, how cool is that? I think that's great. And I think kicking this off at the historic home of the first president, George Washington, in Mount Vernon is a great idea. I envy you. I wish I was there on the slopes of the hills of where you're at right now doing this interview, because it sounds like a beautiful day to do it, and a little bit of chocolate there. A little bit of chocolate, David?
Oh, we will be eating chocolate. We will be drinking chocolate. They'll be baking with chocolate. They will be serving chocolate every different way. They're a wonderful, wonderful partner. But true to the form, that somebody like George Washington, actually, 3 months before his death, was still ordering chocolate. He actually ordered 50 pounds of chocolate. He always kept it on hand here to make available to the many, many guests that came through the doors here. It was a very nutritious drink. It was something that gave him energy. And George often liked to have a nice cup of chocolate before he went to inspect his farms.
If you have to go, and we all do at one point, nothing wrong with going out with chocolate. How about it, David?
Amen.
Is there a website we can visit?
Yes. You can get American Heritage chocolate at over 200 American historic monuments. Maybe you've seen it there or even tasted it. If you haven't, please learn more about the delicious history of chocolate, or even learn how you can get some of our artisanal chocolate at www.AmericanHeritageChocolate.com.
Have fun there today, David, and it's been great talking with you. We're learning something every day, and this is another thing that is brought to the forefront because of American chocolate and yourself, my friend. Thank you, David.
Thank you for having me, Ron. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
You have a great day, too. Our guest has been David Borgasani, who is historian, chocolate history research manager for Mars Wrigley Confectionery. It's amazing what chocolate has played in our history, and there's more to come with Ron.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
That's going to put a cap on Ron Sedge Each Day on this weekend in September. I think it's the second weekend already. I want to thank my guests for being part of the show. George Hamilton, actress Kimberly Paisley, Reed Peterson, Larry Kane with his book about the Beatles, Little Anthony from Little Anthony and the Imperials, and chapter historian David Borgasani. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again, live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedge Today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedge, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.